Yeah, host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-released, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense, yeah.
Welcome to Movie Cigars and a Brew. I'm your host, Keith, and tonight the movie I'm going to talk to you about is Bridge of Spies. This is a Steven Spielberg-directed film starring Tom Hanks, Mark Rylance, Alan Alda, Amy Ryan, and Austin Stoll. It's the time of year where we have Oscar contenders. So up front and center is a movie by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, perennial powerhouses. It basically deals with the U2 incident and the trial that happened before that of Rudolf Abel. This movie was first shown at the New York Film Festival, and I got a chance to see it with the Philadelphia Film Society in advance of its October 16th release. And yes, I am that far behind in movie reviews. The beginning of this movie is amazing. It's this whole scene where you have Rudolf Abel sitting there painting himself, doing a self-portrait by looking into a mirror and painting himself. And he takes on a very mysterious mystique in the beginning of the movie. And it was kind of fun looking at how they tracked him and looked for him and eventually captured him. Using 1950s technology. He was captured in 1957, and James Donovan is the gentleman that was put to the task of defending him in court, which was, at least in the movie, portrayed in such a way that he was doing the right thing as an American, because that's what we believe everybody stands should have their day in court and be defended as such. Even though Donovan did so at the height of the Red Scare, and his involvement obviously was not necessarily viewed positively by people outside. Hanks plays a fantastic role, obviously. He does in every single film, adding instant likability to this character. And while this is going on, there's a couple of things that are happening. We have the U2 pilots being told that when they get shot down, that they're supposed to blow up their plane and basically take their own lives through a cyanide. This is taking place in the back, intermixed with this basically court case that we have going on in the first half. Additionally, there's some stuff that was just sort of hung there, where there was a love interest for a American student by somebody that was in Germany, and it kind of goes nowhere from that stance, but this adds up being part of the story because the kid in question is detained by the East Germans, and I'll talk about that more in just a minute. So as luck would have it, Rudolf Abel is in jail, the U2 pilot, Francis Powers, was shot down, and he didn't end his life or blow up the plane. And there we have the second half of the story being James Donovan is now involved in negotiating the exchange of these two individuals. In addition, he's trying to get back this kid that was detained by the East Germans. So we have a three-way trade that's supposed to happen, and the whole second half of the movie takes that on. Now, obviously, we kind of know how the story's going to end. I don't think that takes anything away from the story itself. You kind of want to see how he's going to do what he's going to do. How does he get there? Because everything seems to be stacked against him, and there's a lot of intrigue and espionage. But one thing this movie really does is it brings out the history again, because we don't really look at the World War II era that much anymore. Most of our stories have been focused around one point or another in the Middle East, whether it was from the 1970s with a movie from a couple years ago about the Iran hostage crisis, or those of a more direct nature where we're going in and taking people out. So most of that has been around the Middle East of late. So it's kind of interesting to go back, to take a step back in time and take a look at a World War II era or post-World War II era movie, and actually seeing the wall being put up again. There's some great scenes in it. But I'm going to tell you something. This movie was a bit long. It was 2 hours and 21 minutes, and the ending definitely drags out a little bit, even after the sort of climax occurs, even though it wasn't that amazing a climax for the movie. It was a movie that kind of plodded along, and you kind of went along for the ride and just sort of watched something that was beautifully done, but not overly powerful in a suspenseful way, at least to my thinking. I kind of knew what was going to happen based on history. So it's really one to kind of experience it for the ride, not for the destination. You know, it's kind of like when you watch the Titanic, you know that the boat's going to sink. You know, what's the side story that's going to get you there? So beautifully done. Coen brothers were involved with it. Steven Spielberg directed. Hanks is in it. Alan Alda. You look up and down, it's got some great people in it. This is definitely all about Hanks, though, and he's a master. He's good at most everything he does, everything he's seen. You know, you kind of look back and you go, you know, I remember him in his first thing, which was, you know, Bosom Buddies is the first thing that I remember. And it's amazing to think that he went from that to the career he had. And you look at those two guys and you go, you don't even remember who the other guy was. You know, you kind of wonder why he never got any other opportunities to do anything, or where he said, "Hey Hanks, you know, can you help a brother out here and give me a job once in a while?" And he may have, I don't know, but certainly not to any degree that Hanks did. Hanks has had a terrific career and will continue to. So this is a good movie to go see. I actually give it a B+. I think it's going to be up for some Oscars. I don't know if it's going to be up for Best Picture. Perhaps it'll get something, even if it's just you know, for cinematography or set pieces or sound or something, because it was well done. For a lot of directors, this would have been the best movie they ever did. For a Spielberg movie, this is, like, you know, good stuff, but it's not, you know, it's not obvious. It's not his best movie, in my opinion, but it's the subject matter to some extent. So anyway, I'd go check it out. It's a bit long. Go for the ride, though. We'll talk to you again soon. So check out Movie Scars and a Brew. .com, or go to Facebook with the same name, or follow me at Twitter @MovieCigarBeer. I'll try to get caught up here, I hope.